And all of a sudden it just blew up. All these people were just responding. Like they were literally giving their addresses, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, what work needed to be done under home. And in my group chat with my clients, I'm like, hey, call this person. Hey, call this person. Hey, this person's a hot lead. They were literally scrambled. And these were cold leads.
Yeah, I gave the sales team a problem. Big problem.
One of the questions that I trained the AI to do is to ask, what is the reason behind why you want to sell? Like, why do you want to sell your home? The lead said, my father passed away and my brother and I need to sell the house. When the AI responded, it said, I'm so sorry for your loss. I can only imagine what it'd be like right now. Now I understand why it's important for you to sell. And I was like,
okay, so I just got off the Zoom with one of my students, a guy called Aaron Canlis, and he is all about lead generation for real estate businesses. And the real estate business in mind is over in America. This particular example is a real estate agent who buys property low for cash, flips them, sells them high to wholesalers or investors and that type of thing. It's quite a common thing, right? So the way his client operates is they buy leads, Facebook, Google, SEO. They come into the call center and they call them and they try and buy the property low and make an offer. And that works great, but the problem is that these businesses are consistently trying to generate new leads. And what Aaron's done, guided by what we teach, is actually reach out to this client and say, listen, you've got a database of maybe 1,000, maybe a couple of thousand. You'll have to have a look at the interview. But why don't I reach out to these people with SMS and then let ChatGPT go back and forth with them, ask how much they want for their property, and then if they want to move ahead, book them into a call, right? And he was nervous about doing this because he didn't know how well it would work, but you'll never guess kind of what happened and how well it did work. So with that, I'm going to leave you and I'm going to jump into the interview I did with Aaron and you can see what he did and how well it worked. And I'll speak to you soon. Hey, I'm here with Aaron Canlis today. He's been inside my program called Roya, Rent Out Your Android. And he's been having some good little success stories. So I reached out to him and he was able to jump onto a call really quickly today. So thank you, Aaron, for joining me. I'm really excited to hear about what you're up to and what your journey's been like. So yeah, thanks, dude. How you doing?
Absolutely. Well, Dan, I've been great, honestly, and I appreciate you for even inviting me to just share a little bit about my story. Really, really appreciate what you've built here. Quite frankly, it's really changed my life. I'll just call it that,
really?
Right? And also like my outlook and like what's possible with all this stuff that's going on, specifically with technology and AI and all that cool stuff. So yeah, glad to be here.
Thanks, man. It's really good, right? Because I'm all about like you'll hear a lot of people and you know influencers in the lead gen or marketing. It's all about the grind, right? It's all about pushing harder and landing more clients and doing this and harder and harder and harder. And that's not really what I'm about. I think it's the kind of opposite of that. You know, yes, we want to have good clients and make a ton of money and have all of that stuff and all the trimmings, right? But it's more about doing it with a little bit of style and not having to like work 16 hours a day and have partners that really love working with us and us working with them rather than clients, if you know what I mean. It's a different relationship that we're trying to push here with what we're doing. And today we're going to talk a little bit about our kind of like, we call it our sleeping beauty Android, right? It's because what we do, it's an AI tool that we use to wake up clients' databases. And the way that we wake it up is with an SMS, and we call that the Prince Charming SMS. It kind of gives the database the kiss of life, and all of a sudden it's woken up and it starts turning into sales. It's really cool how it works. And we'll talk a bit more about that in a sec, but I wanted to ask, you know, wind back like kind of 6 months before you kind of met me, I guess, and came across my stuff. Like what's your background?
Like 6 months back?
Oh, just give me whatever long you think is relevant. Yeah, long story short.
Yeah. So my background actually is, I started in finance and I started a family. And at the end of the day, I realized like I wasn't making as much money in finance. So I actually went to public transit. So I was a transit operator here in my city. And from there, I realized, you know, like you mentioned, working 12, 15 plus hours a day, sometimes 8 to 12, more than that, I wanted more freedom. So I knew that there was ways to make money online. I didn't know what that was. So I actually started my own SMMA, generate leads for mortgage brokers while I was doing that. And yeah. I like the client getting side and problem solving, all that stuff. But I just wasn't that great with like the fulfillment side at that time because all the tech was very new. Then I realized that, you know, maybe that wasn't my calling, so, but I liked having conversations with people. So I actually went down the high ticket sales route. So that's what allowed me personally to transition out of what I was doing before in transit. Okay. So I was, I was selling high ticket programs, products, services, whatever you want, all online. And that's what gave me the ability to leave that part of my, that type of job. Right. But then even in that, even though I was fairly successful, in it, leaving my previous job as a transit operator, but also retiring my wife with it, I realized that I was just getting paid more, but also my time was being, you know, I was just trading time for money still, technically, when you think about it. I was just trading time for more money. So going to your question, 6 months back was when I pretty much just decided to kind of leave that world as a sales consultant, a high ticket sales consultant, if you will, and decided to go into business for myself. And that's when I came across, you know, hearing ChatGPT. Quite frankly, though, just to side note, the reason why AI got me really interested in what your stuff got me really interested in was because as a high ticket sales rep, following up with my own leads that did not close, you know, nurturing leads that are coming in or even old databases of leads there, I was like, you know, instead of hiring a VA and training them, and when I go to a different offer, have to retrain them again, why not just train one AI to do it, right? And, you know, I saw your stuff and I was like, okay, well, let's take a look at it. We were kind of going back and forth in the DMs, you and I, right? Yeah. Or your team. Yeah. But then, you know, I finally got the chance to be part of it. And to be quite honest, in the beginning, it was, you know, it's a new world. So, you know, you're going to fail forward. Yeah. For me, I feel like failing forward, you're just going to get feedback, right? And you just need to make adjustments. And then you started doing the DBR stuff, database reactivation, Sleeping Beauty stuff. And I was like, oh, that's actually my cup of tea. And I was like, oh, this is so much easier. And it's like so much easier. It's such a good offer personally, right? I mean, yes, that's the reason why I'm here. And and literally, I just need one person, just one client, one case study, one client. And I didn't know what to expect. Literally. So 6 months ago, I left the closing space, started my own thing, and was learning from you, from the team, and applying myself. And I guess that's what we're going to be talking about, the results from it too, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? And just to rewind back on what a little bit that I caught there, right, was that you said, you're good at landing the clients. You're great at the conversations. You're great at doing deals. At least that's what I heard anyway. But the delivery side was tough, right? So you could land the mortgage brokers, but delivering clients, leads that converted for the mortgage brokers is a whole nother game, right? And I've had thousands of people come through my coaching stuff or whatever. And this is the biggest, you're not unusual there, right? Because landing clients is always the easy bit. Delivering for clients is the harder bit. And it's not just as easy as running a lead form ad on Facebook and sending that lead to the mortgage client and expecting them to get results from it. Like, it just doesn't happen that way, right? So, you know, there's a lot of people teaching how to get clients, but there's not a lot of people that are really good teaching about how to get results for clients, right? And that's why I'm so excited about what we got going on here for you, because you were telling me you made a post. We'll grab it when we do the recording for this video, right? But like, you made a post saying something along the lines of, oh my God, I broke my real estate agent sales team. I can't remember exactly what it was, but tell us a bit about what happened there and the lead up to it, and how you got the client, and you know, what the client was expecting, what you were expecting, and what happened.
Yeah. So how I landed that client was, you know, just reaching out to my network. And quite frankly, it was the impress the blank out of your prospects, or I forgot what bot that was, but it's the any niche Android, right? So I built it And going back to, before I go into that though, going to the fulfillment side, from the first time I started SMMA and having an agency at that time, you know, obviously with time I progressed and I've learned and I've really liked to tinker around with tech. And on it, quite honestly, also the way that you built it, and also with the knowledge that I had now about the online space and technical knowledge and how businesses work and sales processes and all that stuff and SOPs, I was able to marry all of it together and just kind of figure it out, right? Yes, it took me a lot of time to do that, but I mean, I would say it was very, very worth the time and effort to do that. So, I mean, with that said, how I got the client was just basically network. And I was just showing the AnyNiche Android to everybody. I was like, hey, check this out. You know?
Yeah.
And then I finally got one person to say, let's book a call. And I was like, all right, cool. And he says, okay. And we were talking about it. He was asking me questions. And the cool thing, it didn't feel like a typical sales call that I would, you know, I guess facilitate in the past.
Yeah.
It was more organic. And I mean, quite frankly, I was really excited about it. Right. And it's fun to talk about because it is a trending topic right now. And I don't think it's going to be going anywhere at the end of the day, even, you know, with stuff that's going on. But it's always going to be moving forward. With that said, after having that call, he was like, you know, I want my business partner to see this. So I hopped on a call with them and with his business partner and well, my client now. And they were like, cool. Can you run Facebook ads too? I'm like, sure. We could do that. But then I also asked him like, well, do you have, and this is when, you know, we were learning about it in Roya. It's like, how many leads do you have at the moment? Like, I guess an Excel sheet or in your CRM with contacts, right? Like maybe name, email, phone number, yada, yada, yada. And they're like, oh, we have X amount. I'm like, okay, cool. What's your follow-up process look like? And they're like, we don't follow up with them. I'm like, okay, cool. All right. Yeah, no problem. I mean, like how old are your leads? Because, oh yeah, we stopped running ads back in, I think he said end of September, early October, if I'm not mistaken. And they were running ads for about a year from that point. So at least a year's worth of leads, right? I'm like, okay, cool. So sign him on as a client, right? And then I was working on the ads. But then in the meantime, I was like, hey, you know, let's see if we can, you know, you're leaving money on the table. I mean, your sales team's not following up with them anyways. You want to try a database reactivation. Let's see if we have any interest because you never know, you know, fortune is in the follow-up at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
If they weren't going to sell their homes before, you never know. Maybe they weren't able to sell their homes at that time and maybe it's a different time, different season in their lives. And they're like, sure. So literally, you know, at the time of this recording, it was pretty much about 2 weeks ago. I ran the first test batches, right? And, you know, I was still working around and tweaking the bot, so to speak, or the AI. But then that was literally, let's say, the Thursday. And then I sent a text message on another batch on Friday. And that was the one, right? That was the one where I sent, like, I think 20. And all of a sudden, it just blew up. And all these people were just responding. Like, they were literally giving their addresses. They were giving how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, what work needed to be done on their home, how much were they expecting in terms of like an offer. And then here I am watching this thing literally blow up. And I'm screenshotting it. And in my group chat with my clients, I'm like, hey, call this person. Hey, call this person. Hey, this person's a hot lead. And then they were literally scrambling. And these were cold leads. And I was like, maybe I should just post about this, right? Like, just talk about my journey. And then I think that's where, you know, we kind of talk about that post that you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing, really, isn't it? It's a great story. So the real estate client, right? So that, what are they buying? What's their offer? What are they buying?
Yeah, absolutely. So my clients, they're real estate investors. So what they do is that they're looking for off-market deals, you know, at a decent rate. And they're offering cash offers to these homeowners if they would like. And then what they're doing is that they're turning it around. They're wholesaling it, marking it up a little bit, and then selling it to, like flippers or other real estate investors, depending on what kind of property it is. Yeah. So that's why I said that, you know, in my post, I said, you know, a closed deal for them could typically be between 10 to 15,000, depending on the area. But I just learned recently that, you know, if the home is like $1 million or even more, depending on the area that you're in, it could be upwards to like $30,000, $50,000. I'm like, Okay, that's crazy. But not in the area that they're operating, but I mean, as a whole, in terms of the possibilities, I'm like, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the way that I always teach to charge for this service is that I do the database reactivation for free. I build the bot for free. And I, is that working? You can hear me. You can hear me. Sorry, our mic is playing up. Is that I do it for free and then I take up to half of the commission. And that's, I'm sure you haven't done that deal right out of the gate, or maybe you have, I'm not sure, but because it's your first client, maybe you might have been a bit nervous about it or whatever, right? But with me, because there's so many of these investors out there that buy homes and at a discount and flip them for a profit, right? There's probably 100,000 of these businesses out there that do this exact same business model, right? So what happens is you get a testimonial and some results from one client like this, and then you reach out to the next guy and say, listen, dude, like, I see you're advertising. I know you probably don't follow up with your leads. How about I do it for you? And we split the commission on any deals you get from the leads that we reinvigorate that turn into a sale. And sometimes they'll go, oh, I don't know, I've already kind of paid for these leads, you know, like, it doesn't really make sense for me to share half of the money. Well, it's fine, you know, like, would you prefer to have like 100% of nothing or 50% of 30 grand per deal type thing? And they're like, oh, I get it now. That makes a lot more sense. And if you're patient enough to wait the kind of 2 to 3 months in order to get that split of the commission on the back end, then, you know, it really is a fantastic deal for you. I mean, you're only their database was over 10,000 or something, right? I can't remember.
No, it was under 1,000. Just under, I think, 1,000. A little bit, like around 900, if I'm not
900,
mistaken.
Right. So it's a tiny client, right? Yeah, it's a tiny client. But, you know, what's going to happen now is how many, so you sent 20 SMSs out. That's it, right?
That was in the beginning of it. I've sent 20. So far about 160. And it's cool because it goes through the pipeline and, you know, the AI is following up with it and reinvigorating the initial reinvigorated conversation, if you know what I mean. I mean, great news is out of those, four of them, they were able to give a cash offer. And one of them, I heard this morning that one is accepted and there's another one that's going to be on the way. So I'm like, okay. And I asked them specifically, this is specifically from the database reactivation campaign, right? Yeah. And I knew I wanted to get those details because, you know, I wanted to kind of share that with you because, you know, you've seen my journey from pretty much the beginning, ever since I started chatting about it and kind of connecting more about it and leaning in more. So, I mean, that's great news. And we haven't touched paid ads yet at all, which is crazy.
No.
And I'm sending another 50 today, right?
Yeah. And you can go back to those 1,000 people when you finish with a slightly different hand raiser, right? It's coming up to Christmas. Are you still looking to sell? You know, whatever that is, you can just keep going over and over again. You're sure you're not going to get as fantastic or as a result as the first batch, but it's still going to be pretty good, right? So, you know, it's exciting stuff. And also when you switch the Facebook ads on, you'll be able to add the AI into kind of take over after the lead form as well, which is going to get them a better result, from the fresh lead. So they can turn advertising back on and they're going to start spending more because they're getting a higher ROI. And suddenly you become a partner in this business rather than just a marketing expense. Not to mention they will know people. They'll have a connection with someone that offers mortgages, right? They'll have a connection with someone that does, you know, lawyers or solicitors that look after the deeds or whatever. I don't know how it works in the States. So you've impressed them and then you can ask them if they've got any referrals or people they know that might be able to help with something like this, that need help with something like this. And from my experience, they'll gladly refer you because you've done such a good job for them. So this real first kind of wow moment that you're experiencing is the kind of the first stepping stone to really starting to scale what you've got. Then you can start running ads for yourself, targeting real estate agents if you want that have got a database. You know, there's just so much potential for what you want to do here. So I'm really happy. So out of 160 SMSs, which has probably cost you, what's that, about $10 or something? I don't even know.
I would say it's around $10, maybe less than that, to be honest.
$10, and you got one cash offer accepted with probably another one, with an average commission of 10 to 15, let's call it 10. So $20,000, hopefully $20,000 of ROI from $10 in SMS spend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, you can spend, that's better than any return on ad spend I've ever seen in my life as well. And it's a better offer than asking someone to run their ads for them. It's just crazy. So yeah, well done, man. Where do you see things going from here?
I mean, quite honestly, I already got a referral. I got a client from my current client, which is really great. And also, you know, kind of building the case study. You know, I kind of talked a little bit about it. I shared it a little bit with you, but I'll share it on this. Because of this first client of mine, not only was I able to sign on a second client, and also start working with them in the same space, similar space. I had a case study that I built from it, and now I have a perspective, not a landed client yet, but I mean, I'm having conversations with e-commerce brands now, which is crazy. I have a contact in New Zealand right now that is interested in it, and we're in conversations at the moment. Don't know how it is, you know, always disconnected from the outcome, just seeing how I can help at the end of the day, if I can help on both parts of both parties. And because of my first client, you know, I'm also in conversations in the automotive space too as well, right? So that's the cool thing is, you know, especially when people think about starting an agency, right? You hear it all the time. You see it. Well, I saw it all the time on YouTube or any social media platform that I was on. You got to choose a niche. What I love the most about the database reactivation model is the fact that any business can use it. That's it.
Any business. Yeah.
If there's leads, they're paying ads, they could use it.
I think even e-commerce is, like, I think we're going to see some people coming here crushing it with e-commerce. I've told this story earlier on today on another call I was doing, but one of my buddies owns a candle business, right? And I think they're kind of $30 a candle, you know, one of these high-end ones, right? And they've been around for 20 years, right? And they've had loyal customers. They've got 50,000 people who have bought a candle from them, right? Imagine if you're able to send the Prince Charming SMS to this database, right? Is this the same Aaron that bought a lovely candle for his wife last year? ? Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. Oh, thank goodness. I wanted to call you, but I wanted to make sure it was you first. Would you like any more candles for Christmas? ? And then the AI takes over, right? Cool. So what is she looking for this Christmas? And then it can just find, it's smart enough to find a suite of all the different types of candles for that offer and then send them a link to the page. Then they can just buy and done it. Like, it's literally going to blow up some e-commerce businesses, I think. And I haven't even tried it. I just don't know, but my common sense tells me that it's going to be really good for them as well. Did you mention you've got an e-commerce person on the ropes somewhere?
Yeah. So they're actually asking for a proposal. So I'm going to be setting that up and sending that out and, you know, seeing if we can partner up. It's for one of his e-commerce businesses, but he owns multiple and he partners up with other investors who want to build e-commerce businesses as well. So I'm like, if I can do a good job for him one time, right?
Yeah.
And build that business relationship, then maybe partner up with, you know, pretty much distributing it to his other partners. We'll see. Right. Like I said, you know, I just like to take things day by day. You know, I'm always learning. And I'm always just trying to take that step forward at the end of the day. Right. A lot of people I was that too. You know, you're trying to optimize everything before you even take action. But the reality is you got to standardize everything before you can optimize something. Right. So
you
just take action.
Yeah, exactly, mate. That's a good idea. One thing that I don't do is proposals either. So be wary of doing that. Just a little tip. You can say, listen, man, like, we don't really do proposals. The best thing for you to do is experience, like, how this works, right? And then we take the prompt that we teach you how to write in Roya.
uploaded into the playground. Have you seen this, by the way, the latest stuff that we're doing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Upload it into the playground and get the client to play with this for his business, and it's already pre-built, and the penny will drop for them like that. And then, and that's when you say, well, listen, we don't do really do proposals. I just take 50% of the profit of any sales that come from what we do here to the leads that you've already written off as dead. What do you think? And, usually it's a, I'm not sure about this. And then I drop the, would you prefer 100% of nothing or 50% of an extra 50 grand? And then they go, okay, let's do this. And then you send the contractor's agreement out. And then you're pretty good, pretty much good to go after that. So I also, am anti kind of big long proposals and anti going through the motions over and over again with my partners that I bring on. I want it to be a fun relationship without too much kind of all of that bog standard, create a proposal, have, you know, negotiations back and forth. It's just not my way of doing things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sometimes refreshing for clients, for them to hear. And if they go, oh no, we have to do 3 proposals, then we have to meet 6 different people within the business and we have to do this and this, it's usually a no from me, because it sounds like they're going to be a pain in the backside to work with that type of client, and there's plenty more fish in the ocean. So just, you know, the way I do things, I thought I'd kind of remind you of that. I think you probably do know that anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, good. All right. So what else is there? Anything else you'd kind of like to add, or anything that, what else are we going to discuss? I can't remember really. I think that's about it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was like about DBR. I'm looking at it right now. And while we're talking, it's actually doing its thing. The thing I love about it too is like when I'm talking to my clients, I'm like, hey, you see everything? I'm like, my hands are here. I'm not doing anything. Yeah. I'm not hiring any VAs or anything that's doing this stuff. And that's what I do too for the demo as well. When I do the any niche, I'm like, hey, you know, by the way, you're going through it. Like we're talking here on Zoom, play around with it. My hands are right here. Like I'm not typing these messages out.
I like that, man.
One of the things that I noticed though, is like, it is fairly fast, right? The responses. And the cool thing is the way you design it, like how you can customize it. Like I've learned, and this is, I think the biggest thing is, getting the database first to test these things, so you can get data to you know, scrutinize and see how you can make things better. I actually had one lead question if this was AI.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what was the response?
Because it was so fast. Now, I already knew beforehand that that's something I would like respond, or I would message if it was an AI, because I've done it in the past. So in how I built it, I actually created a, a filter for that. Right. So if they were to say that, I would say, okay, this is what you would do in this particular case. And, it handled it nicely.
Beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Right. Even if it asks like, what's your location, all that stuff, like I've taken care of all that stuff.
Smart. I would probably say something along the lines, yes, it is. Is that going to be like in a nice way? Is that going to be a problem? Because if it is, I can transfer you to human right now, like a real human right now, if you want. Right. And that's even better. Right. Cause then you get the callback. So you use that negative as a positive. I wouldn't even think it's perceived as a negative. So, there's lots of things to kind of tweak and test. I think, you know, for those of you listening that are wondering how this works, I'll just give a brief overview. So we have a database that we get our hands on from our clients, like Aaron did, 100 leads. You know, obviously we want big databases. There's more money in big databases, but you start with 100 leads. We build a bot that is able to, and by the way, it's getting easier and easier and easier to build these bots. And anyone with half a brain can do it, I think. And what we do then is grab the phone numbers from those 100 leads. We plug them into our bot, and we have what's called our Prince Charming SMS, which is a 2-stage SMS. It's something along the lines of, hey, Aaron, it's Dan here from XYZ Candles. Were you inquiring about a candle last year? ? They come back yes or no. If they say yes, well, amazing. I was going to call you, but I didn't want to disturb you. I wanted to check first. And after they come back with that response, then we're able to go back and forth with AI and book them to, you know, book in for that appointment or to buy that candle. And that's generally kind of how it works. And it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty cool once you see it actually in action. I can see your eyes popping up and down there. I thought you were looking at your missus or something, but
oh no, I have two monitors and the, like, I'm just monitoring it because, you know, obviously you just want to make sure that everything's working fine. And
what's plus going
I
on?
I love seeing it. Like it's having a conversation right now.
Is this with
people at the same time?
Is this with the real estate?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it working?
It's literally having the conversation. Oh, I have to share this with you, Dan. I don't know if I share this with the group. Where it really clicked for me was when GPT 3.5 was updated to GPT 4, right?
And
you shared that. You shared that inside the group, right?
Yeah.
But this is where I, like you're saying, you know, this is where the penny dropped for me. Was when I was looking at the database, I was looking at I was auditing conversations and I saw one. And basically, one of the questions that I trained the AI to do is to ask, what is the reason behind why you want to sell? Like, why do you want to sell your home? And the lead said, my father passed away and my brother and I need to sell the house. And this is where the penny drop happened. When the AI responded, it said, I'm so sorry for your loss. I can only imagine what it'd be like right now. Now I understand why it's important for you to sell. And I was like,
oh, wow.
It was so human and so emotional. Yeah. And I was like, what is going on? And that was GPT-4, by the way. But I'm just saying, like, when I saw that, because I've audited conversations when it was GPT 3.5 and it would never do something like that.
No,
it wasn't as good as that. You could actually tell it was AI. But this one, I was like, wow, okay. Just on how I can modify how the AI can respond to these leads based on the data that I'm collecting, I can literally improve it, right? And when that happened, and I'm seeing things like people talk about legal stuff and the AI is picking that up, right? People trying to negotiate with the AI, the AI is bringing it back to, hey, you know, we just need some simple information in order for us to even go back and give you a proper offer, right? And it's having those conversations. I'm like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Who have you got for the listeners out here that are watching this? You can actually train the bot to behave like Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street. If you want to be a little bit more aggressive, you can have different types of selling techniques. Which selling technique are you using right now, Jim? Can you tell us?
Yeah, sure. I'm open to that. So, you know, my background was, high ticket sales. So, one of the programs that I utilized was, around neuro emotional, persuasion questions. So NEPQ, it's by Jeremy Miner, 7th level. So I actually took that idea of you using Jordan Belfort straight line. And I just decided to use one of the coaches that I had in the past. Right. And it's doing fairly well. Right. And it's doing a really good job of acknowledging and just bringing it back into the focus of the conversation. But that's what I'm doing at the moment. And it's doing well. I mean, I've tried other things too as well. It's pretty fun. It's fun tweaking and playing around with this in the playground too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's interesting. I'm just thinking the way that you're kind of doing this. I wouldn't have minded you as a high ticket closer for this product. Imagine how many of these you could sell. Hey, it'd be an easy sell. You'd probably be replaced by AI though before long.
You know what? Like, I was thinking about that too. I'm looking forward to 2024 because you asked, like, what do you think is you know, what should we be looking forward to? I mean, in the sales space, this is already pretty much taking over, like SDRs. Let's just call it as that. Right. Anybody in the DMs or anyone doing SMS via text, whatever.
Fine.
I'm pretty sure in the near future, if anything, there's probably a solution out there or is going to be built that we can utilize in this same case would be voice.
Voice. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think the days of the DM people and the days of like cold outreach and even like, we had a conversation with a client, and this is a little bit sad, like, and I'm not sure what the repercussions of this are going to be, right? But we set it loose on his database, right? And he called me and he was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing this. I've been struggling so much with my overheads, as you know, inflation and the staff costs are going like this and the costs of leads are going like this. So my margins are coming down and down, right? and there's nothing left anymore. And all of a sudden, we're like, we're bringing the overheads down. He's going, I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. And all of a sudden, you know, these people are going to, they're going to get sacked, right? Which is unfortunate, but it's these businesses are going to have to do this to survive. Like there's just no other way. Like the costs, the overheads have become too high. And if we can be the person that kind of helps them open that gap, and then, you know, there's a lot of money in that gap to be made. For people like us that are the conduit between AI and our clients. So there's a really big opportunity for us to do quite well out of this with our partners. So, yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right, dude. Well, listen, thanks for your time. Awesome to hear of your journey, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the near future, because I think it's going to blow up for you. Keep it up, man.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure having this chat with you, Dan. Really appreciate you,
man. Take care, buddy. No worries. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Aaron and myself talk for a little bit. It's very exciting what he's doing. And, you know, it absolutely blew up his client sales team, and it cost him next to nothing. The cost of an SMS over in, America is less than a penny, right? So super cheap, super profitable. And I'm just excited for him. So Aaron actually went through my 5-day challenge when he got started. And that is all about how to do this for clients who have old leads that they've thrown into the bin and don't want to call or have kind of forgotten about. What we do is we use ChatGPT to SMS them, warm them up, and book them back into a call. And we take anywhere from 50%, 25% to 50% in commission on any sale that's made. So it's extremely profitable, and I love it because it's all about using other people's assets to make money rather than having to create your own. Okay. There's a link below this video. It's called My 5-Day Challenge. It's how you can make $1K per week doing this thing. And I hope you enjoy it. Please subscribe to our channel if you want to hear new videos just like this one, and also give us a thumbs up if you like this video today. Speak soon.